And welcome everybody to the Hangout in the Holy Land, the official podcast of LandGrantHolyLand.com, your free premier resource for all things Ohio State news and Ohio State athletics. I am your host, Matt Brown. It's good to be back here after a little bit of an absence. We're recording this show a little bit later here in the afternoon on Wednesday, February 18th. Should drop sometime Thursday morning. If you're not following us, we're all over the place on the internet. We're on Twitter at LandGrant33, and I am at Matt SBN. We are at Facebook at LandGrant Holy Land. We are on Blog Talk Radio. We're on iTunes at iTunes.com/SBNation, and you can search for us for the Hangout in the Holy Land. All over the place here to go find the show. And today we wanted to talk about something a little bit different. We know Ohio State is a championship program here for football. They've been competing at a high level. Maybe not as of last week, but generally speaking in basketball. But right now, those aren't the only sports where Ohio State is doing exceptionally well and could potentially compete for championships. The baseball team is undefeated. They're off to a strong start. Men's tennis is obviously waxing everybody in the beginning, like they normally do here. And we're wrapping up the wrestling season, where Ohio State is poised to be able to make some major noise here on a national level. I'm not somebody who follows wrestling especially closely, but fortunately for Land Grant, we do have somebody who does. And that's our own Dan Vest, who we're bringing on here to help us understand the sport a little bit more and why it's important and why Ohio State could potentially make some noise. Dan, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Matt.
You bet. I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you in a little while here, and there's potentially some really interesting things here that are happening in Big Ten wrestling. Just for my very cursory look here at the standings, I see that in the Big Ten, Ohio State is 8-1. They're 13-3 overall. It's been a while since I checked the wrestling RPI. So for our people who may be new to the sport, is being at the top end of the Big Ten a big deal? Is this like a premier wrestling conference, or are we like the Mountain West of wrestling?
The way I like to explain it is Big Ten wrestling is actually as good as SEC fans think SEC football is. So it really, I don't have the exact standings ahead of me, in front of me, but like 6 or 7 of the top 10 teams in the country are all in the Big Ten. I mean, the national title contenders this year are pretty much Iowa, Ohio State, Minnesota, and then, Missouri's up there, and then the rest are pretty much all Big Ten teams, like Illinois, Wisconsin, they all have very strong teams.
So why is that? Is the quality of high school wrestling in the Midwest just so much better than everybody else? Or are there kids who are wrestling in Louisiana and are heading up to Iowa? Or, do we just grow big dudes and are really good at throwing other big dudes to the ground?
Actually, the Midwest thing has a lot to do with it. Ohio, Pennsylvania especially, and, Iowa, even New Jersey, all in that little belt there. Those are where the best programs in the country are, like St. Paris Graham, where two of Ohio State's wrestlers are from, constantly one of the top schools in the country. Lakewood St. Ed's up in Northeast Ohio, constantly one of the top programs in the country. And the best wrestlers are all, or for the most part, in the Midwest, and, not coincidentally, that's where most of the best teams are, too.
Well, I got to tell you, it feels good to stick out your chest about something here and about Big Ten supremacy after
it
hearing,
does,
you know, having
it does.
The, yeah, yeah, we've had to write quite a few articles to the contrary. So if the best wrestlers are in this geographic area, and Ohio State looks like they're having a great season right now. The football team, known perennially for bringing in very star-studded recruiting classes, the basketball program is going to sign their second top 10 class in a row. I would assume that Ohio State is able to pull in other similarly well-regarded young wrestling talent. Are there youngsters on this year's team or guys that are going to be entering in the program soon that Ohio State fans should be really excited about, or is this a more upperclassman-driven team?
What's cool about this team is it's got that senior and junior leadership. It's got, your Logan Stiebers, who's a redshirt senior, Hunter Stieber, the redshirt junior, Josh Demas, a couple of those really strong senior leaders. Then it has three freshmen who might be the second, third, and fourth best wrestlers on the team. A guy by the name of Bo Jordan of the famous Jordan wrestling family out of St. Paris Graham. I think one of the Jordans is actually an Ohio senator, but they're all, you know, I think between Bo's uncle, his dad, and his brother Micah, who actually is a redshirting as a freshman at Ohio State this year, they have 16 state titles between the three of them, or the four of them, excuse me. Yeah. Then joining both is Nathan Tomasello, another four-time Ohio State champion, who redshirted last year as well and is 23-4 now in the season. And, you know, all four of his losses were really close decisions to All-American caliber opponents. And then the third guy they have as a freshman this year, he's actually a true freshman. He wrestles at 197 pounds. It's a guy by the name of Kyle Snyder. He's a three-time state champion in Maryland who got taken down, you know, taken off his feet once in his high school career. He actually took his senior year off of high school wrestling to leave Maryland and go out to Colorado and train at the Olympic Training Center with all the senior-level guys. He was the youngest junior world champion in off-season freestyle wrestling. In the last 20 years, he won the junior world championships at 17. He went there again last year at 18 and took third place, just barely lost to a Russian in the semifinals. But and then there's behind them, like I said, there's some guys, Micah Jordan, Bo's brother, who's redshirting. Thomas Haynes is another top recruit. So Coach Tom Ryan, he's a heck of a recruiter, and Ohio State's classes are consistently in the top three or four in the country.
So that's great news here. It seems like the future of the program and there being a perennially strong team is in place. But you did say the second, third, and fourth best guys on this team are freshmen. That leaves the best guy on this team. So if you are a novice of the sport like I am, who is the best guy and who's like the one name here that Buckeye fans like need to be aware of for wrestling?
That's Logan Stieber, the redshirt senior captain that I mentioned earlier. The way I like to say it is I'm nothing against Joey Bosa, nothing against, you know, D'Angelo Russell, nothing against any of the other great athletes that are in Columbus. But Logan Stieber is better at his sport than anyone else at Ohio State is at theirs. That's how I like to always explain it. He's the number one.
Let's hope the whip throwing team's not listening to this.
I apologize. Like I said, might be a little biased, but he's the number one 141-pounder in the country. He's the number one pound-for-pound wrestler in the country, according to most all of the ranking services. He's obviously the front-runner for the Hodge Trophy, which is like the wrestling's version of the Heisman. 20-0 on the season. He's got a 40-match win streak dating back to last year. 17 of his 20 wins this season have been by bonus points, which means, you know, he didn't just beat your opponent. You beat them pretty bad. He's lost three matches his entire career. He's 110-3. And all three of those losses, they were during the regular season, and he went on to beat the person who beat him in the regular season in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, he's got a chance this year. He's got three national titles already. He's got a chance, and, you know, it's the clear favorite to win his fourth, which would put him in some pretty exclusive company. In the history of college wrestling, only three people have ever been a four-time national champion. Kyle Dake did a few years ago. Cale Sanderson, Penn State's head coach now, he did it. And then Pat Smith. So, you know, when you're putting on yourself in that kind of company, you know, that's a pretty special thing. And I highly recommend, you know, there's going to be a lot of Ohio State wrestling on Big Ten Network and ESPN as NCAA and Big Ten tournaments go around. If you haven't seen him wrestle yet, you know, take the chance because people like him don't come through very often.
Yeah, we had the good fortune of being able to stream the Ohio State Virginia that matchup on our Land Grant a couple of months ago, and I got to watch there. And even for somebody who really doesn't know a whole lot about the sport, you could really appreciate the raw athleticism and power there. And it really is like, in my opinion, a compelling, like, television event. You know, given the choice between watching a you know, Purdue Northwestern basketball game or something that's like in the 60s, and they're watching some guy at the 149 pound level just like, you know, beat the hell out of somebody else. To me, it's like as a neutral, you know, person here, even if it was like Iowa, Wisconsin or something, I think I would watch the wrestling. So let me ask you this. So Logan's been able to dominate these past couple of years here as someone who's watched him quite a bit. What is it like about his game that gives him such an advantage? Is he somebody who has especially superlative wrestling technique? Is he faster than other guys? What is it that's allowed him to dominate at such a potentially historic level?
Well, to put it simply, yes. he has the great technique. He's very quick on his feet. He's incredibly strong. I mean, to a man, every person on the team says, you know, pound for pound, strongest guy on the team, Logan. And what's amazing about him is how he never really finds himself in a bad position. He'll attack, but he never gets out of position and never gets caught. Doesn't really, you know, end up giving up garbage takedowns like some very good wrestlers do. You know, you just get caught out of a position for a second and you can get taken to your back or taken down. That never really happens to him. And, of course, what he's known for is his top game. So when he takes his opponent down and he's now, you know, on top of them, he has this armbar and half Nelson series, without getting too technical, which basically involves him trying to rip the left shoulder, his opponent's left shoulder, out of the socket while he uses his right arm to turn him over on the other side. And that's kind of how he racks up a lot of his points. He'll take his opponent down and, you know, next thing you know, he's turned them to their back two or three times, racked up, you know, 6, 8 points. And next thing you know, second period, he's won by technical fall. And it's really kind of incredible to watch the way he gets on top. And not only can his opponents not get out, but they can't keep from getting turned either. And he does this to, with the exception of maybe Mitchell Port and Nick Dardanes, the number two and number three ranked guys at 141. He's done that to pretty much everyone this year. And that's, again, as I said, why he's won 17 of his 20 matches by bonus points. He just has that rare ability to score points in bunches from the top position.
It's truly very impressive. So we're looking at this here in Ohio State, you know, this one guy who can potentially win a national title. The team right now is ranked, I'm looking here at their Intermac college rankings. The Buckeyes are number three with Iowa and Minnesota above them. So we can stand to reason that as a team, the Buckeyes are probably going to be able to contend for not just a Big Ten championship in early March, but potentially an NCAA championship. Are there any other guys, individuals on Ohio State right now that could potentially, you know, be in the conversation for a national title?
I'd say there are four. The three freshmen that I mentioned earlier, to go one by one, Bo Jordan, I think, might be the second best bet to win one. He's got a very tough weight class, but he's very good, too. You know, he's 37-0 on his career, counting his redshirt season. He's beat some pretty tough guys, you know, former All-Americans like Iowa's Nick Moore, and then, you know, he's beating Taylor Massa from Michigan, a couple other really talented wrestlers. And he has this ability to just, you know, make people look bad. I was at the last duel I was there, he was wrestling this guy, and he took him down 6 times in the second period. That's insane, you know, that's 12 points like that, and he just gets on these rolls, and he can break people. And he's kind of like Logan, where he's good on top. He doesn't score quite as much, but I think he's the most well-rounded of the three freshmen, and I think probably the best bet to win a title. Of course, then Kyle Snyder's right behind him. Snyder's not quite as good on the top, but he's a machine on his feet. For a guy that weighs 197 pounds, you know, he dances out there, you know. It looks incredible. And he's 23-2 on the season. One-point losses to people who were All-Americans last year. And then against both Penn State and Minnesota, his two most recent duels against kind of top competition, he beat two people who were All-Americans last year. So he definitely has the ability to make it to the finals. And I think, you know, if he gets in there, the person who was the 197-pound champ last year, Jaden Cox, he's wrestled before and he's beaten before. Of course, Cox has also beaten him. So if he can make it to that final with Cox, you know, it's anyone's game. He has a legit chance. Then Tomasello probably has a little Nathan Tomasello, the 125-pounder freshman, he probably has a little harder road to travel. 125 is a really deep weight class. It has a guy named Jesse Delgado from Illinois at the top of it, who's won two national championships in a row. Now, he's not quite Logan Stever unbeatable. Like, he'll drop matches during the season, but he always seems to do well at the end of the season. So, you know, Tomasello will have a tough road to get through him and a couple other good guys like Nashawn Garrett from Cornell and Alan Waters from Missouri, who's beaten Tomasello already this season. But, you know, he's got a chance. I think he's more likely to place in, like, the 3-6 range than necessarily 1 or 2, but still, you know, for a freshman, that's a heck of a first season. Then I guess the last... Not a bad... A little more than I accomplished at 18, but we'll not get into that now. And then the last guy is the most... the biggest enigma of them all this season is Fieber's little brother, Hunter. He's a 2-time All-American. He took, I think, 5th or 6th as a freshman. Then he took 3rd in 2013 as a sophomore. He redshirted last year. And this year, he's been battling injury problems all season long. He's actually only wrestled 3 matches, and he's 1-2 in those 3 matches. You know, granted, those 2 of those 3 losses were to 2 of the top guys at the weight, but still, there was a lot of speculation up until the last few weeks of if he would even wrestle in Big Ten. But after the Minnesota duel, Coach Ryan told me that, yes, plan is to have him back at Big Tens. And if he's 100%, if he's Hunter Stever, he can win the national title. But if he's, you know, 70% of Hunter Stever, you know, then you might be looking at 6th, 7th, 8th place. And really, for a team that in a team national title race that's going to be so close, how healthy Hunter Stever is and how well he can perform in the national tournament is going to be one of the biggest storylines of the whole weekend.
So that's a good point here. So the Buckeyes are competing here for potentially multiple championships at the individual and the team level for the Big Ten, which I believe is in Columbus. Is that right? The Big Ten championship?
Correct.
So St. John is awesome. Ohio State has a chance to win the whole damn thing, and you're seeing a bunch of really good wrestlers. So there's no reason why any of you people listening in the 614 should not go. What are some of the other important storylines here, other than how far will Ohio State do both in these meets here in Columbus and then the championships in St. Louis?
Well, like I said, if they're going to win, there's a few things that are going to have to happen for them to, you know, reach their potential this year. Coach Ryan has finished twice in his career at Ohio State. He's been a runner-up in the NCAA title or the NCAA championships. Ohio State has never won a team championship, and they redshirted 4 or 5 wrestlers last year that could have competed and helped the team to kind of line up for this season. So, you know, to get that goal, like I said, the biggest thing is they need a healthy Hunter Stever. They can win the tournament without a healthy Hunter Stever, but you get into those things where everybody's going to have to wrestle their tournament of the tournament of their lives to make it happen. So the biggest storyline is going to be how healthy is Hunter Stever, and also how healthy is Nick Tavanello, their heavyweight wrestler who's been out since the Penn State duel. Word is he will be back at this weekend for the National Duel Championships, which is a kind of separate event from the NCAA tournament. So if he's back and Hunter's back, those are 2 big things to watch for because, you know, Tavanello is a borderline All-American. And like I said, Hunter could be a champ if everything falls his way. Another thing to watch is, you know, you're counting on 3 freshmen to carry the weight. Now, these aren't 3 normal freshmen, you know. These are 3 really elite freshmen, but still, you know, these are kids, it's the first full season, and you don't know how their bodies are going to react to those the grind of a full season and then the grind of wrestling 5 or 6 elite opponents in a day and a half, 2 days, you know? So that's going to be something to keep an eye on because, you know, Ohio State can't really afford to have one of those guys lose and maybe go out in the round of 12 or something. They really need each of them to live up to their potential. And then, you know, we've talked a lot about five wrestlers on the team, you know, the two Steamers and the three freshmen. The rest of the guys, Johnny DeJulius, Josh Demas, Mark Martin, Kenny Kortz, and Nick Tavanello, one or two of them are going to have to step up. They're all very solid wrestlers, kind of right in between like the 10 and 15 right in the rankings, between 10th and 15th. And, you know, the top eight spots are all American. So one or two of those guys is going to have a really good NCAA tournament and break through. So it's going to be interesting to watch and see, like, a guy like Johnny DeJulius, who's a really talented wrestler. He's got a really funky style that gets people fit. If he can put it together and kind of finish this season, he's had trouble finishing strong in the past. So watching this season to see if he can pull it off and finish up the season strong, you know, those sort of storylines, there's going to be so much to watch in the Big Ten and NCAA tournaments, you know. On paper, this is a team that can very much win it all, but, you know, so can Iowa, so can Minnesota. So, like I said, yeah, there's tons of storylines and tons of kind of intrigue, and we're going to learn a lot in the next, both this weekend at the National Duel Finals and next weekend at the Big Ten Tournament about, you know, just what exactly this team is going to be. More so than almost any other sport, wrestling is a sport where the regular season is just the warm-up for the last two tournaments, you know? Even Coach Ryan, when he had injuries during the season, when they were losing duels to Iowa or Missouri, he said, you know, we obviously want to win every match, but the goal, we're not building toward beating Iowa in January. We're building toward beating them in March. So, you know, watching how the plan evolves and seeing if, you know, it's able to come to fruition and if he can get over that hump for the first time and win a championship is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
You bet. You bet. And we definitely should be watching here, not just on Big Ten Network and on television here for the Big Ten Championships, which will be March 7th and 8th in Columbus, and the NCAA Championships, which are the 19th, 20th, and 21st, that will be held in St. Louis. And also on Land Grant, Dan's writing here about wrestling will be, it's all over our Why Is This News link dump section. We're going to have some individual pieces on that as we get closer here to the championships. And hopefully the Buckeyes are able to bring home multiple titles here in March. Real quick here for the good people on the internet, where can, I know you have a bunch of other wrestling information here on Twitter. Where can the good people on the internet find your work?
On the internet, of course, at landgrantholyland.com. And then on Twitter, you can find me at _vestdj_. Someone else took Vest
All
DJ,
right.
So, you know, I had to compromise. But, yeah, exactly. Come follow me. I'll be at the Big Ten tournament. I'll be following the NCAA tournaments and everything as they happen. I'll be updating you. And so, yeah, follow me, stay tuned, and I'll try to keep you informed the best I can.
All right. Hey, thanks, buddy. We appreciate your insights here and helping us understand something about a sport that perhaps we don't follow as closely. We look forward to reading more from your Twitter feed and from the website. Thanks for stopping by, dude.
All right. Thanks for having me, Matt.
You bet. That's our contributor and our friend, Mr. Dan Vest. So there's some good things here to be looking forward to for Ohio State fans. I will probably watch at least some of the Big Ten tournament, you know, in part because watching Ohio State dominate at things is fun. And wrestling on TV actual wrestling is pretty fun too. Maybe pro wrestling's fun. I kind of missed the boat on that, I think, even though every other sports writer my age seems to still be really into it. Not so much my thing. It's been a little bit of a slower other week here in Ohio State news. No major recruiting bombshells here to drop. The basketball team has struggled to maintain their momentum, unless they kind of win out and are able to beat Wisconsin at home, finish up the year, I think it's going to be unlikely for them to get better than a 7 seed. We have talked a little bit about what this team might look like next year. Yesterday, so I guess it's be 2 days from now, when you are all listening to this, we published a look at what the roster breakdown is going to look like for Ohio State basketball. If Thad Mata doesn't bring in any other graduate transfers, there may be no seniors on this team. It's going to be a very underclassman-driven squad, but potentially some very exciting players in the backcourt. It can still be a good team for what should be a difficult schedule here for next season. So we got that going on. We have, you know, as other recruiting stuff happens, we'll hit that. And we have some notes here on Ohio State baseball's nice 3-0 start, including some ninth-inning dramatics and victories over George Mason and St. Louis. The baseball Buckeyes are looking to get back into the NCAA tournament, make some noise here within the Big Ten. They travel to a three-game series against Florida Atlantic. Coming up here next, we'll have information on that. So there's a lot going on here. Again, Matt, SBN is where you can find me. We are at LandGrant33. We're going to have some more stuff for you coming down the pipe later on. In the meantime, thanks for listening, and go Bucks.